This is 1021 WMUK. Public defender's offices provide free legal help for criminal defendants who can't afford a lawyer. But Kalamazoo County's office also provides assistance with substance abuse, mental health, employment, and other challenges. WMUK's Erlene McMichael reports.
Kalamazoo Defender marked 1 year of operation in July. From the start, it declared that it would take a holistic approach. It's hired two social workers to connect defendants with community agencies. Now, outside agencies will have space within the Kalamazoo Defender's walls to create one-stop shopping for social services to help its clients live healthier lives and reduce recidivism. Joshua Hilgard is executive director of the Kalamazoo Defender.
I am unaware of this particular arrangement being used in any other defender office.
The shared space opening soon is called The Village. About a dozen organizations will be housed on part of the second floor of the downtown Kalamazoo building where Kalamazoo Defender is headquartered. Kalamazoo Defender occupies the third floor and some of the second floor. Michigan Works plans to have a career coach on site. Kalamazoo Community Mental Health, now called Integrated Services of Kalamazoo, expects to have peer navigators at the Village to link defendants and their family members with mental health services. Bronson Healthcare also plans to have a presence. Clinical nurse Michelle Smith tracks who visits Bronson's emergency rooms.
The patients I'm seeing with chronic health needs also have chronic social needs, and they've been living those for years, and they didn't have the right mentoring and support. They didn't have the social resources, and they just get deeper and deeper in a well.
The plan is to secure more funding so the entire second floor can be filled with community agencies and groups. Joshua Hilgard says he hopes the Village will open to the general public as well after the project's first year. For WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.